the commissioner's decision strike you yesterday that Adrian's gone for the year?
You know, I mean, obviously it kind of stinks seeing, you know, the situation and the judgment that Goodell used, but we have to live with it, and we have to move forward and concentrate on the Green Bay Packers, and, you know, that's the way we got to handle it.
Well, you know, this year has been like, you know, you didn't know from time to time. Is there at least closure on it now?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, you know, he's still appealing it, so I guess it's still kind of an open book. But like I said, really for us, we got to concentrate on Green Bay this week and, you know, so on and so forth with every game.
Did you read the entirety of Goodell's letter?
No, I have not. You know, to tell you the truth, I care less about reading it. You know, I just want to make sure that we, you know, go out and give ourselves the best opportunity to win the game on Sunday.
Has Zimmer addressed you guys this morning about the situation?
Yeah, I mean, he addressed us, you know, told us the situation, you know, but like I said, I mean, even with him, it was, you know, touch on the situation and let's move forward and get ready for Green Bay.
You probably had a few of those types of conversations throughout the process where he stepped away, but he's still not here. I mean, is there anything new that Zimmer tried to convey?
I mean, not really. I mean, you know, he gave us his opinions on it, which, you know, we'll keep in the locker room, keep to ourselves, but, you know, I mean, you got to go with the guys that are here, and we'd love to have Adrian back, but bottom line is, you know, we've got 53 guys in here that are fighting hard to win every week, and that's what we have to go with.
You think you have to win out to make the playoffs? I mean, Arizona last year, 10-6, didn't even get in.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, the only thing we can do is win out and, you know, try to give ourselves an opportunity. You know, the rest of the stuff will be out of our control, but what we can control is trying to win every ball game from here on out.
You've dealt with Rodgers for quite a few years now. Is he playing the best ball from what you see on film of his career?
My thing is, he's always playing the best ball. I mean, it doesn't matter what part of his career you look at. I mean, he's played great ball. And I think the last two games has just showed that their offense is really gaining, you know, steam. And, you know, we got to make sure that we get out there, that we're clued into our, you know, our keys, that we take care of our assignments. And if we do that, you know, if they beat us, they beat us. But it's not going to be because of anything we do. So if we go out there, we're you know, keyed into our assignments and do the things we do, I think that gives us our best opportunity to win the game on Sunday.
Brian, did the way the game at Lambeau got out of hand so fast, did that wash away any of the defense that you might have done early in the game to draw upon now?
Well, I think the good thing is we looked at some of the stuff that we'd done. We had 5-3 and outs in that first half. I mean, you know, so we didn't play terrible. You know, we had two drives that they really was able to extend the drives on us with and able to score. We had some turnovers that obviously put us, you know, behind the eight ball. But for the most part in the first half, defensively, I thought we played really well. And so, you know, what I take away from that is, you know, same thing. When we're clued into our assignments, we can be pretty dang good on defense. So we just got to keep, you know, be more consistent with that.
How dangerous is Rodgers with his mobility? Because a lot of great quarterbacks tend to be pocket guys, but he seems to be able to throw on the run better than he does standing still.
Well, I think when you talk about mobility, you know, there's a lot of guys you can talk about in the league, but I think Aaron Rodgers seems to be one of the guys that's the most dangerous. And the reason for that is he's not always, you know, using his mobility to run the ball, you know, extend the chains, those type of deals. A lot of times he's using his mobility to get outside the pocket, create more time where he can, you know, look downfield for those guys like Jordy and Cobb and those guys that really become deep threats for him. So, you know, that makes him super dangerous because of the fact that he's still looking downfield and can throw, you know, a 50-yard bomb up and, you know, have a touchdown score off of it. So, we just got to make sure that we're smart with our rush lanes this week. You know, we got to stop the run first and foremost. But, you know, once we get in a situation where we have to rush them, we got to make sure that we're smart. We keep them in the pocket and we collapse the pocket on them.
How much of a load is Lacy to bring down?
I mean, he's a big back. Obviously, he's done great things. He seems to be getting better as the year goes along. So, you know, I mean, he's definitely a tough back to bring down. So we're going to have to definitely gang tackle him, wrap up, and get him to the ground.